that brings up the issue of criminal justice reform. You know, Senator Brandis has led that year after year. Mm-hmm. His motto is that we should have prisoners come out better than they go in. And the discussion over coffee with several policymakers and just politicos in general about a week ago I was having, they said, Lisa, when it comes down to giving a teacher pay raise or providing education to the prisons, where do you think that money's going to go? Do you think this is the year for Brandis? I mean, he has filed a ton of bills on sentencing and, you know, education reform in the prisons and making the facilities better. And, you know, what do you think? Secretary Mark Inch is doing his best at Department of Corrections, and we pray for him daily.
Well, I was going to say there are some really big picture issues and big structural issues in the prison system, too. I mean, health care, salaries for employees.
No education, no teachers in those prisons, right?
You know, prison facilities in bad shape. So there's all sorts of issues there. And then you mix in the sentencing reform with that. You know, last year they did pass some sentencing reform, but it went nowhere near what Senator Brandis and some of his allies really wanted. I mean, I'm a little skeptical, honestly, that a significant package is going to pass. There may be some things that pass. I mean, you know, the other issue that's sort of interesting with that is that, I mean, Brandis is a conservative, and, you know, there's groups like Americans for Prosperity that are behind these sentencing reforms. It's not just who you might have thought in the past, which was liberal groups or, you know, civil liberties groups and stuff. It's sort of an interesting coalition. But it's also an election year, and nobody wants to be portrayed as soft on crime. And, you know, there's always that potential with that issue that if you're doing something to help certain prisoners, that you're going to be painted with that brush. And I think people are kind of going to be skittish about that.
But here's a connection that I'm not sure everyone's thought about. The unemployment rate in Florida and the country is lower than it's ever been, practically. The talent behind the prison walls, no one knows what's there. And I believe Senator Brandis wants, and I've heard him talk in presentations, that the future of employment rests to a large degree in the prison system. So his very smart to promote the governor's economic development agenda, you got to have talent and employees to fuel that economic development and these companies that he's bringing into the state. So that may be I don't know, you want to call it a strategy of Senator Brandis and his allies. Look, we're helping economic development by getting these prisoners trained. Because from what I gather, a lot of them don't have a lot to do during the day, and that's not productive.
Well, I think it's almost self-evident. There's a lot of untapped potential there. You know,
we'll have to wait and see.
I think we have to wait and see politically whether that's going to.
I know it. We'll all be watching that one, too.